Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
But some people also say that something like sauna and especially alternative heat and cold exposure will help to increase your growth hormone. And it will, a slight tangent, but it's important because this kind of idea gets circulated. It will help to increase your growth hormone, but that's not going to have any clinically beneficial effects. So even if you do get increases in your growth hormone due to that, you're not going to get any positive changes to your body composition. And the same goes for intermittent fasting. Fasting also increases your growth hormone, but you're not going to become jacked and huge and muscular because you're fasting. It's the opposite's going to happen, even though your growth hormone is changing. So one shouldn't necessarily chase these biomarkers, even if intermittent fasting did increase testosterone levels to a small degree, it might not be clinically significant, and there's some signal that it doesn't. So one should probably chase things that are going to have a big impact and not major in the minors. Using intermittent fasting, sauna, and heat exposure for increasing testosterone or growth hormone levels or hormone levels in general is majoring in the minors. You want to focus on the things that are going to have the highest yield. These sorts of modalities for chasing these kinds of biomarker changes are not going to have super high yields, I think, is the take home there.
What's your general opinion on intermittent fasting aside from testosterone production?
Yeah, if people like it and it helps them, yeah, that's great. I think on average, it's not going to be better than, say, simply like consistent meal timing, or it's not going to add anything to calorie restriction. And that's been shown in multiple different studies at this point, a recently released one. And then there's an unpublished study that was presented at one major obesity conference about 2 years ago that was very well done, that showed the same thing. It's not going to add anything additional to most strategies to reduce weight. So you're really legitimately not going to get a whole bunch of an additional effect if you're already being super mindful about how you're eating, about your meal timing, about how much you're taking. You're not going to get anything additional from just adding intermittent fasting. But if you're just starting in your weight loss journey and it's something you want to try above all the other strategies may seem cumbersome, or you don't want to count calories, or there's other things you just don't want to bother with it and you like.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.